أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وأن استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه يمتعكم متاعا حسنا إلى أجل مسمى ويؤتي كل ذي فضل فضلا وإن تولوا فإني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم كبير
اللہ تعالیٰ نے انسان کو اس کے مقصد پیدائش کی طرف توجہ دلاتے ہوئے اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرمایا ہے کہ یہ دنیا اور اس کے کھیل کود اور اس کی چکا چونک
حضور says that Allah has reminded man of the purpose of his life and said that the sport and play in the world must not make you to ignore your main purpose of life. At all time you must keep in mind that you have to gain proximity to Allah.
Gireme kwerabiza muntu ekyo ekigendererwa ekyamukisa wano ku nsi
uti ibadat karni hai agar ye maqsad tumhare peshe nazar rahe
you have to worship him and if you keep this aim in view then you must remember that the world will automatically submit to you
لیکن ہم دیکھتے ہیں کہ اس دنیا میں جہاں بھی ہم نظر ڈالتے ہیں شیطان بازو سے لائے کھڑا ہے
But we notice that whichever way, place and direction we look, Satan is standing, spreading its hand. It's his attacks and onslaught is so strong that one wonders how one can save himself from his attacks. At every corner, at every road, at every city and every locality, there are satanic works going on. Accepting the fact that Allah may show a special grace, it is most difficult to save yourself from satanic attack. whichever direction you look, there is some problem that is waiting for you. There is so much attraction in the worldly things that one cannot understand and wonders how to understand his aim and how to protect himself from satanic attacks. But it is a great favor of God and His kindness that He has Himself shown us the way out of these satanic onslaughts. That with the constancy and with the firm resolve, if you were to seek Allah's forgiveness, then no matter how much effort Satan makes, Allah will save you from his attacks. And none of its work will succeed. The verse which I have recited, in it Allah says that you should that if you were to seek forgiveness of Allah, and it says that, and that you seek forgiveness of your Lord and turn to Him, He will provide you for you a goodly provision until an appointed time. And He will grant you His grace to everyone. He will grant His grace to everyone possessed of merit. And if you turn away, then surely I fear for you the punishment of a dreadful day. So if you do sincere repentance and you ask Allah and beg Him that if you do not show your special grace and give me your shelter of protection, I will fall in the ditches of disgrace. I do not want to fall in this filth. Please forgive my trespasses and my failings of the past and protect me for the future. So if you will seek Allah's forgiveness, that Allah will forgive your past sin and accept your repentance and will wrap you in the sheet and shelter of His protection. And He will also then give you a share of His blessings and of His bounties. The worldly people think that one can gain success only by falling in the materialist filth and material filth. But Allah says that those who repent and those who will seek His forgiveness, Allah says that I will forever bless them with great bounties. For them, there will be the worldly and the material sustenance for him in this world, and also there will be great blessings for them. And this begging of forgiveness and their good works will also be of great benefit for them in the hereafter. And this is the begging of forgiveness, istighfar, which will frustrate all attacks of Satan. Istighfar means that we should pray to be wrapped in the sheet of Allah's forgiveness and Allah's grace. And when a man is praying in this way, how is it possible that Allah will not accept man's prayer and his this life and the hereafter is not good and reformed? Allah says Himself, "Ud'uni astajib lakum," that Allah has true promises, and it is only, and Allah says that you should beg from me and I will grant you, I will accept your prayers.
Allah Ta'ala ye kehta hai kab mera banda mujhse istighfar kare, kab wo sachche taur par toba karte hue mujhse rujoo kare aur main uski dua.
Allah says that as soon as a man were to pray, how whenever he prays and does true repentance, I will eagerly accept his supplications. There is a hadith that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a man is so pleased in the repentance of his servant, so much so that even a man who finds his lost provision on a camel in a desert and in a jungle, he is pleased when he finds his camel again. So Allah is pleased far more than the pleasure a man finds by finding his lost provision. So you see that Allah is always waiting that when a man should pray and repent, and that I can forgive his previous sin and wrap him in the sheet of my protection. So that the man is protected against the onslaught of Satan. But you must also remember that Allah has also said that you should constantly adhere to it, should show steadfastness and perseverance. Otherwise, once you have sought Allah's forgiveness and fallen into the clutches of Satan, then you must also fear the colossal day in which you will suffer a great divine punishment. So every Ahmadi should try that to do istighfar, seek Allah's forgiveness and protect himself in future from these slip-ups, and continue to bow to God and prostrate to Him. And when he will doing such good deeds, then Allah will take him in his protective shelter. And whoever comes in the protection of God, then as I have said, even Satan cannot harm him. Because he will now be doing only such acts which will win Allah's pleasure. He will end all evil which is an obstacle in gaining proximity to God. So every Ahmadi, by truly seeking Allah's forgiveness and doing sincere repentance, should bow to God so that he can win his pleasure and his love. Allah is at all times eager and restless to grant his servant his proximity and his love. Rather, he blesses a little effort of his servant a great deal. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if whosoever, Allah says that whosoever servant comes to me a small distance, I reach towards him many fold more distance. And when he walks to me, Allah says that I run to my servant. So you can see, when a man, and when Allah gives so much attention to accepting the repentance of man, how much effort should his servant make in this regard? There is a hadith which is from Hazrat Anas, may Allah be pleased with him. He says, I heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that a man who has done sincere repentance is like the man who has never committed the sin. When Allah loves his servant, then that servant cannot be harmed and suffer and do any sin. Because, which means that the temptations cannot take him towards evil deeds. You must be clear that it does not mean that you should continue to commit sinful acts and purposely do evil, and you say, think that because you have sought Allah's forgiveness, therefore the sins cannot harm you. This is against the divine law. What it means is that a man is no longer inclined to evil deeds or to any filthy act. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read out the verse of the Holy Quran, Inna Allaha yuhibbul tawwabina wa yuhibbul mutatahhirin. That Allah loves those who repent and who do virtuous deeds. It was submitted, O the Messenger of Allah, what is the mark of acceptance of repentance? The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, to feel ashamed and deep ashamed is the mark and sign of true repentance. So the mark he shows, explained and said that, and the sign he said for repentance, that he should do true repentance and then feel ashamed and then continuously protect himself from such evil acts. Because whatever you feel ashamed of, a man does not purposely commit that again. About repentance, Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, you must remember that there are three conditions for true repentance. Without fulfilling these three conditions, you will not be able to gain the true repentance, which is called Tawbat Nasuh. The first condition, which is called in Arabic, which means, the word means that you should not do those acts which motivate you towards these evils. That is, for that you develop such thoughts which must be rejected. And the fact is that man's thinking greatly influences his acts. Because before translating into action, everything is only a concept. The first condition for repentance is that you should remove such evil thoughts and evil concept. You should give them up altogether. For example, if a man wants to have an immoral link with a woman, but to cut off such thoughts, firstly, it is necessary that he should consider that woman as non-attractive. And should bring his mind into focus of all the evil character of that woman. Because as I have just said, that the effect and the influence of concept is much greater on one's actions. So Promised Messiah says that whatever thoughts which were considered, which were to take you towards evil acts, Allah may help you to remove them. This is the first condition. The second condition is to feel ashamed. But you should also reflect feeling of shame. Every man's conscience has this power to warn him and to inform him of evil acts. But the unfortunate man does not utilize that conscience, that power of conscience. So he should show shame on evil thoughts and should think that such things are very transitory. And he should also think that such pleasures will also decline at every moment. They are continuously on the decline till when one is old and his powers will weaken. He will have to give up all these carnal pleasures. Therefore, since all these pleasures and lust have to be given up even in this very life, then what benefit would you receive to pursue them? Most fortunate fortunate is the man who turns to repentance. That firstly he should destroy all the evil thoughts and ideas. When this filth is removed, then he should feel ashamed of whatever false and evil acts he had committed. The third condition is resolve. That he should resolve that he will never in future turn to such sinful acts again. When he will persevere and regularly follow it, then Allah will accept his repentance and his feeling of shame. Tell that those sinful acts will continuously and will totally be removed, and in its place good character will take place. And this is the victory over such thoughts. It is Allah's act to grant you power and strength to persevere over it. Because the master of and the source of all power and strength is God, as Allah says, "Annal quwwata lillahi jamia." So this is the explanation of this hadith, that how far you should show your feeling of shame. May Allah enable us that by seeking His forgiveness, doing istighfar, we should continuously bow to Him and prostrate to God. And continuously protect ourselves from this world's filth. And according to the promises of Allah, may we be able to gain His love. And when we will attain Allah's love, then no Satan can push us back into the filth of the world again. May Allah enable us to do true repentance. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.